Devastation in a port city. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The city of Mariupol targeted for weeks by Russian forces who see it as a land bridge to Crimea in ruins.
There is nothing left. No food, no water, no way to live. And right now in Mariupol, there is no hope.
We didn't even expect to be attacked. No one was expecting it. It was such hell. I can't express it.
Ukrainian officials say Russian forces have not only decimated the coastal city, but for the past month, they've made it dangerously impossible for the innocent to get out and for aid to come in. With a new humanitarian corridor agreed to, the Red Cross says it's ready to send in a convoy of 45 buses to evacuate some of the tens of thousands still there. Whether Russian forces stick to the agreement is unclear.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Lviv. Ukrainian forces say Russian troops handed control of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant back to the Ukrainians and left the contaminated site. Ukraine State Power Company says the pullout comes after soldiers received significant doses of radiation after digging trenches in the forest in the exclusion zone around the closed plant, though there's no confirmation of that. Congress moving closer to a deal on COVID funding.
Votes on additional pandemic funding were put on hold this week. A Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiators are closing in on a bipartisan agreement.
We need more money right away so we have enough vaccines and testing and life-saving therapeutics.
An emerging deal is likely to provide as much as $10 billion in new pandemic funding, far less than the $22.5 billion requested by President Biden. Republicans have also insisted on using unspent COVID relief money from previous legislation, a spending offset many Democrats balked at earlier this month.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The coronavirus pandemic took a toll on the mental health of Americans' youth, according to a new study.
More than 4 in 10 high school students say they felt persistently sad or hopeless in the past year. Data from the U.S. government shows the pandemic has been detrimental to their physical health as well. 24% say they went hungry because of a lack of food on the table. 11% reported physical abuse by a parent or another adult at home. The CDC says the pandemic did not affect teens equally. LGBT students reported greater struggles with mental health and more suicide attempts than heterosexual students. The reports are based on anonymous online surveys from about 7,700 public and private school students from 128 schools during the first half of last year. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Airport security procedures will soon become more gender neutral. The TSA says there will be updates to scanners used for screening, and an X will be used in pre-check for travelers who don't identify as male or female. And the TSA will also receive new instructions on screening intended to make procedures less invasive. A federal grand jury indicts a National Security Agency employee for sharing classified information.
Mark Robert Unkenholz is charged with 13 counts each of retaining national defense information and transmitting that material. Unkenholz, who held top secret clearance, worked as a government liaison to private industry. He is accused of using his personal email to send classified material to private corporate emails over more than 2 years. For part of that time, the unnamed recipient was not cleared to see that information. Each of the 26 counts Unkenholz faces carries up to 10 years in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the day lower, ending the market's worst quarter in 2 years. The Dow lost 550 points, the Nasdaq minus 221, the S&P off 72 points. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.